And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 27th of November, 2016. It was on this day, 1786, the poet Robert Burns borrowed a pony and made his way from his home in Ayrshire to the city of Edinburgh. He was a failure at farming, and after he got his girlfriend Jean Armour pregnant, he decided he needed to find a way to support the new family. He already had an illegitimate one-year-old daughter whose mother was a servant in the Burns household, and she wanted some money. So he accepted a friend's offer to go to work in the Caribbean as a clerk in Jamaica, and he was all set to leave in September. A few weeks before his departure, he published poems chiefly in the Scottish dialect, hoping to raise enough money to pay his fare. And the book became so successful that Burns began to doubt that he should leave Scotland. And then Jean Armour gave birth to twins. And at the same time, Burns heard that his book of poems had been favorably received by some influential critics in Edinburgh. And so, full of hope, he borrowed the pony. He made the two-day trip to Edinburgh. Along the way, he was entertained by farmers who had heard about him and who wanted to take him in for the night and to give big feasts in his honor. And he arrived in Edinburgh to find out that he was now famous in Scotland, and the trip to Jamaica was canceled. It was on this day in 1582 William Shakespeare married Anne Hathaway. She was 26 years old, 8 years older than he, considered an old maid by 16th century standards. She gave birth to their first child, Susanna, 6 months after the wedding. They lived together with Shakespeare's parents, and 2 years later, she gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl, Hamnet and Judith. And sometime after the twins were born, Shakespeare moved to London to pursue an acting career. He came back to Stratford occasionally. She never visited him in London, so they spent most of the rest of their marriage apart. But he moved back when he retired, and they spent the last 6 years of his life together. And she's buried next to him in the Church of the Holy Trinity in Stratford. And it's the birthday of the writer who said, "A little bit of too much is just enough for me," James Agee, born Knoxville, 1909. Author, along with the photographer Walker Evans, of the book Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, and of the autobiographical novel A Death in the Family, which came out after James Agee's death at the age of 45. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins entitled Prague. The day I learned my wife was dying, I told myself, if anyone said, "Well, she had a good life," I'd punch him in the nose. How much life represents a good life? Maybe 100 years, which would give us nearly 40 more, to visit Oslo and take the train to Vladivostok, learn German, to read Thomas Mann in the original. Even more baseball games, more days at the beach, and the baking of more walnut cakes for family birthdays. How much time is enough time? How much is needed for all those unspent kisses, those slow walks along cobbled streets? A poem by Stephen Dobbins, Prague, from his collection The Day's Last Light Reddens the Leaves of the Copper Beech, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.